Okay.
We're here.
We're here.
Spooky episode. Did I do it right?
Yeah, that was it.
We're here.
We did it. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Halloween.
All Saints Day month. Yay.
Welcome back to It's a Great Time. It's me, Kevin.
And it's me, Shay.
We're here.
We're here. We're dressed up.
We're dressed up.
This is not how we normally look.
I know. This is the one video episode we're doing, and it's a trial and error, but we're here, and this is not how we normally look.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
You look great. How's the bald cap?
Thank you. It's staying. She's chilling, you know, in a little pinch. Made it work. I'm like taped a little on the sides here so that I could cover hair for the most part and still have my ears. Got my glasses. And this is, shout out, Martin's polo.
I did just now notice that it's his polo.
It's his polo and tie. Luckily, I got the pants for it, some work slacks. So we are ready to go.
Nice.
I just need a little Dalmatian. Forgot that.
Oh.
I know.
That's fair. Okay.
I love the cargo pants, though.
Thank you. I actually really do like the cargo pants, too.
Were those new? Like, you got
those?
Yeah,
the whole outfit's new.
I love.
So yeah, we're here today on spooky episode of It's a Great Time to Be Spooky.
Ooh, it's a great time to dress up and be spooky.
And neither of us are spooky right now.
No.
But it is spooky how good we look.
I could be bald.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you feel like a Dean?
Feel like, come on, I'm Dean, and my hands are so clean. I want like a desk here.
Yeah.
That's how, yeah.
We could use a little. I feel like I look uncomfortable, but I don't know what I look like.
Because we're trying to like sit up. You know what? I mean, so if we can have ads and get money, we can do a setup where we could film more.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, do I look weird?
A little bit. It's, I think also one of, it's the hand that's hiding from me right now. Oh, it's a mouse. Guys, the
tech here.
Okay,
well, what
here,
if that's not like that?
It looks a little better, but you are just kind of like. Just so, like you would never want to sit up that straight.
I don't ever
okay.
want to sit up this straight.
Well, do you want to?
No, I didn't want to be like.
I mean, true.
So I'm like, I've got some pillows behind me, so I'm up.
Right. So that's why I'm like, how are you doing?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
As long as I look fine, I'm just going to sit like this the whole time.
Yeah. How do I look? Because I'm
great.
Not leaned against like anything, but.
But you have abs and I don't.
Well, so. I sit up like this a lot
yeah.
too. So, yeah. So
you
the Dean is ready.
Crazy.
Dean,
you look insane.
Do I look like the Dean?
You sure? What is that?
Jeffrey. What was that?
What was that? Can you go check that?
Oh my God, is that the camera?
That's the camera.
The ghost is over our crap. Okay, hold on. Yeah.
All right, well, let's
okay.
get a move on then.
Yes.
Some tech difficulties, but we are going to just push through.
Trying new things.
So we're going to do the time wheel. Mm-hmm. We have a special time wheel. There's only two things on the time wheel this week.
Spooky.
So let's go ahead and get a spin.
Come on, clap.
So this is...
So,
come on, Kerplunk.
Come on, Kerplunk.
So our time wheel this week is scary time.
Okay.
Scary time. What are you afraid of? What are you scared of?
Scary. I think I'm scared of being trapped in small spaces.
Are you really? I didn't know that about you.
I don't love it.
Like under the blanket?
Blanket okay. It's
blanket okay. Fan do go faster and blanket okay.
Fan do go faster. Blanket okay. But no, I think of trapped underneath or like in something that I don't know the way out. Like I can't get
like
out.
Like an escape room.
Sorry, okay, let me explain more because I don't mind an escape room. Those are fun. A small space that I know I can't get out of immediately, so it would be small. When you say blanket, I'm like, well, I can find the end of a
sure,
blanket.
Sure, sure. Like being locked
yeah.
in a box. But
yes.
you would never be locked in a box.
Well, you didn't say, what's the thing you're scared of that could happen to you every day?
True.
I'm like, no, it's just, I would hate that. And wasn't there like a Ryan Reynolds movie where he was like buried
alive?
Yeah,
did you ever watch it?
No.
It was actually not bad.
Really?
He held them. It was literally only him for an hour and a half.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What did he do? Like, what all
spoilers,
do you do?
Spoilers, he died, but.
See? I don't want that.
Yeah, he get buried yeah. alive and then.
He get buried alive.
He get buried alive. Fan do go faster.
Yes.
Blanket
okay.
And blanket okay. I think he dies.
Dang. You think. So it's not.
I saw it so long ago.
That's fair.
What's it called?
I don't know. Buried alive.
Buried
in
alive.
A box. Buried.
It's called buried. Buried.
Buried.
I think it is actually
just
called
buried. Drop the alive. It's cleaner.
Yeah, it's cleaner.
Yes.
What am I afraid of? I'm afraid
yeah.
of a lot of stuff, actually. Oh. I have a irrational fear of heights, but not heights.
Okay.
In general, it's like being out of control. So like, I'm afraid of standing on top of stools that are too thin that are gonna topple. So like a bar stool, I don't like standing up on those.
Right.
Going up on ladders where like I don't have a rung anymore scares me, but I don't mind roller coasters.
Right. Even though you don't have control over the roller coaster either.
But I'm trapped. I'm locked in.
Oh, okay. It's so there's more like, of a secure feeling.
It's like a security of like tippy-topping gonna break my neck when I fall.
Yeah.
So I don't like heights. Mm-hmm. I'm getting better at needles, but I do have an irrational fear of needles.
Really? Mm-hmm. Working at a doctor's office.
I'm better at it from working at a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that I don't know what the whole like bubble in my blood is going to do, but somehow I have a fear that air is going to get trapped in my blood and then kill me.
Oh.
And then I also have a fear it's going to snap the needle off in my arm and then I'm just going to have like needle in my arm. Yeah.
Pins in my legs.
Pins in my legs can still do this. Can still do this. And then I have a fear of bugs. I hate bugs beyond.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't think I have a fear of cotton. I think it's a really strong aversion to cotton.
Aversion is a good way to describe it. Yes.
Because I just don't. I used to be afraid of cotton balls and cotton. Not like many people are always like, what about shirts? It's like cotton balls, cotton pads.
Not unproduced. What's the word?
Unprocessed.
Yeah. Thank you. It's
like already making me.
Yeah.
Like I need to scratch my nails right now against something hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can feel it getting stuck under my nails and ripping my nail off. I can feel it squeak in my mouth right now.
Ew.
I don't like that.
That's not the mouth.
Talk about something else.
Oh, what? Okay, we'll talk about something else. Something that I don't like material-wise, and I don't remember how to describe this, but I think I told you when we went home.
It took us so long to figure out what this material was called, and I don't remember.
I don't remember because it's my mom's dining room chairs, like her nice dining room. And then like if you scratch the chair there, it's like, ooh, my whole arm gets like little goosebumpies. Yeah. Ooh, yucky. Yeah. And I couldn't tell y'all what it is, but maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day.
I'll call. My mom will call my mom. We'll be like, what's
call the, my mom. Call,
what's the name of that fabric on your chairs?
Which we've done this before. And texted or called your mom. Been like, what's that fabric?
And then we forgot.
And then we forgot.
She's an avid listener of the pod, though. So maybe she'll.
Hey, yo, ma.
Hey, yo, ma.
What is it? What is the fabric of those chairs?
What them chairs?
Go to camera two. What are you looking at camera one for?
Oh, you want. Okay. I can't tell what. You need it needs to be clear. I started it there and then I went there.
Hey, talk yo, ma. To your mom.
Okay. My ma sees both cameras.
My eyeballs weren't flying nowhere.
My eyeballs weren't flying nowhere. Hey, yo, ma. What are those chairs? What fabric is that? What that fabric do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now do my camera.
Okay.
Get in there. Lean forward and get in
hey,
there.
Hey, yo, ma. Tell us about that fabric. What that fabric do?
You're on probably those not chairs. In that frame. I don't think.
But no, I'm sure.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo, ma. Tell us what that fabric do on those chairs. Yeah. We did it.
Love. Well, that was Time Wheel.
Time Wheel.
Time Wheel. Spooky Time Wheel. Spooky scary Time Wheel. The other segment of Time Wheel was Spooky Time. So we got Scary Time.
What is the difference?
I have no idea.
Okay, but we did it. We did Scary
not
Time.
Not you, Dean, laughing.
Jeffrey. It's too far.
I haven't seen Jumanji in a while, so I don't know how Shelley overalls talks. What is his name? I should have looked this up.
Well, okay, when it's the girl in him and he's like, oh my God, you guys, like, I don't understand. We're stuck in the jungle. Well, yeah. It's not like that, but it, you know.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
Is there one where the girl's not in him? Is the second movie he's not the girl?
Oh. No. Actually, the football player ends up in him the second time.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
And the girl is, I don't remember, the horse?
The horse?
Someone's
the girl
horse.
Couldn't have been someone normal?
No, someone's the horse, I think.
Yeah, someone is the horse, I remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, again, welcome back to our special Halloween episode.
Halloween!
It's Halloween. We decided to release this episode on Friday.
The 31st.
I was going to say the 13th.
The 13th.
The 31st of Halloween.
Episode 12 on Friday. The 31st. It's okay.
But this is exciting. We kind of planned this a little bit, and here we are. We did it.
Yeah, this is what a little bit of planning looks like.
A little bit of Lexus.
Ah, la, 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 la. A little bit of Lexus. La, 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 la. I just am imagining what I look like now doing la, 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 la. A little bit of Lexus.
Yeah, you look nuts. I love it. Okay. All right, well, let's jump into It's a Great Time. What is it a great time for?
It's a great time for Halloween. Duh.
Of course.
Yes.
I love Halloween.
Yes.
Freaking bats.
Freaking bats.
I love Halloween.
I love Halloween. Yeah. It's fun. I mean, I, of course, did the episode on, like, fall stuff, which was kind of a mix of fall and some, like, spooky Halloween. But, like, Halloween itself was just fun.
Yeah. I love Halloween. I've always loved Halloween. Mm. My mom loves Halloween.
Shout out Colleen. I don't think I knew that.
You knew that, because what my house always looks.
Oh, well, that's true. Like, decked out.
There's always an archway that blows up. Mm-hmm. There's 10 different things that go.
They're all motion detected. Yeah.
They're all, like, you step on it or motion detected. And we used, like I said in that one episode, we always used to have the haunted house. Not haunted house, but, like, you walk through the breezeway and it was, like, spooky scary in there. So my mom loves Halloween. So I've always loved Halloween.
Oh, I love that. Does your, like, whole family love it, or is it just your mom? I don't know. I mean, your brother loves to play ghost hunting games with us.
Sure.
So, you know, spooky. Ookie spooky. Spooky,
scary skeletons.
Yes.
Does your mom love Halloween?
She enjoys it, but I mean, she's not, like, a huge, what's the word? She'll decorate, like, a little bit. She does, like, a cute kind of minimalist decoration. I love her. She doesn't watch many movies in general. And
60 minutes and that's it.
Lean cuisine, 60 minutes, get in bed for a good book, and then go to bed.
Good book.
Smut. I'm just kidding.
She doesn't read smut?
That would be so funny if she did. I think she should try it.
See what happens.
Try it. But so she's not, like, a big scary movie person either.
That's fair.
Yeah. She loves the, like, Disney Halloween movies that we'd watch together. Hocus Pocus, the Halloween Town, you know. She's not down for all that. All that. Yes. I'm trying to think. Well, my dad's birthday is on Halloween.
Why did I not know that?
You didn't know that?
I knew he was a Scorpio. I didn't know his birthday was on Halloween.
It's on Halloween. The day before we got married, it was his birthday. But, you know.
That's rude.
We were like, it's our rehearsal dinner, so.
I didn't know that. That's rude of y'all to plan that like that.
No. Here's the thing with my dad. He's very much, like, for the past few years, he's been like, nobody talk about my birthday, because he's not getting older. So he's not talking
Aging
about
is a blessing.
It. Aging is a blessing. And maybe I think he's, like, wrapped his head around it now a little better. But for a while, he's like, no. No, thank you.
No.
I was like, okay.
So why do we love Halloween? What are the best parts about Halloween? Candy.
Candy.
I'm a big candy head.
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy? Was that what you were going to ask me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Our brains.
Oh, my God. So for a long time, it was Twix. I was a big Twix girly.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And I do still love a Twix.
Left or right?
Ooh.
They're the same, right?
They are. My mind went to left for some reason.
Oh, I would have said right.
Together, we make the Twix combo.
Yeah.
We could be that for Halloween. Okay. But
we're each a Twix.
Just, you could stick your head in it. Okay.
Not brown face.
Well, no. No. I was thinking maybe the gold wrapper. So, like,
gold. Oh, we could be gold.
Anyway. But right now, I mean, it's definitely been a lot of Reese's right now.
Reese's. Yeah.
Reese's.
As I'm getting older, Snickers is moving its way up, which I've had this conversation with people. It's just got everything. It's got
and
the
it's
chewy,
for
it's
older
got the
people? Crunch.
I don't know. I used to be like Reese's. Right. And now that I'm getting older, it's like, you know what? Snickers is actually that girl and is that candy.
Yeah.
Because it's got the chewy, it's got the crunchy, it's got the caramel, it's got the chocolate, it's got the peanut flavor. So
I used to eat Snickers more like years ago and then I just started doing more. I was like, "Damn, peanut butter is delicious."
Yeah, peanut butter. For some reason, and this is so weird, especially sitting here as fat as I am right now. Like nut. Sorry, hold on.
No, just nut. Yeah.
Nut, like the sweetness from nuts is too sweet for me. Like I can't eat a handful of nuts. Peanut butter gets really sweet to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet to me. You're too sweet for. And it gets really like I can't handle it. But I can sit here and eat like a pound of cookie dough.
Right. It's interesting what kind of different things. Yeah, I don't know what it is. And the thing with Snickers, actually, I still do, but like the Snickers ice cream bar was like.
Those are so good, though.
They're so freaking good.
Why are they so good?
Why?
Do you know what I like better, though? The Twix ice cream bar.
I've never had the Twix ice cream bar.
It's so
good, not the eyes going all the way up.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worth it.
Okay.
We'll get those.
Yeah.
What about the sour candies? Are you like
Yes.
You know what I never got behind?
What?
Actually, okay. I'm too far ahead.
Oh.
Talk about the ones you like. And then
I was
I'll
just
going to
say sour Skittles.
Oh, I love sour Skittles.
Love sour Skittles.
Yeah, I'm ready to tear up the insides of my mouth with a sour Skittle.
Yeah.
Remove all the taste buds off my tongue.
Totally.
Rub it raw.
Yeah, because that sour Skittle is so good.
It's so great.
Sorry, I had to burp. Okay.
Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling. What was the other sour thing? Oh, with Sour Patch Kids, I realized I really like the blue one.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's
really, fair. I think the blue one's really good.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids are fine to me. They all just kind of taste the same, except for the blue one. The blue one tastes like its own thing, and then the rest tastes like lemon to me.
We didn't... Oh, yeah. When we did the, like, guess the flavor, it was just Starburst, right?
Starburst. Starburst are... You know when they started branding Starburst as, like, so juicy? I was like, I guess. They're not joking. Have you ever... I choke on Starburst often.
Because...
Because they're so juicy. Whoa,
that was crazy.
That was cool. I liked it.
Yeah. That was the Starburst sound.
Yeah, I like a Starburst. And I like an orange Starburst. Nobody really likes orange. Everyone's like, pink, pink, pink.
I like yellow.
Yeah, you're the only one. I actually like yellow, too, but...
Yeah, I like yellow, but I realize I can never guess that flavor. So I don't know what it is I think I like about it, because if I close my eyes, I don't know her. I don't know her anymore. I don't know
who this is.
Yeah. What were you going
to
say?
What I can have never been able to get behind is Swedish Fish.
That's fair. My mom loves Swedish Fish.
Why? They taste like plastic.
I get what you're saying, because it is very much that texture. I get like a little sweetness from it. That's probably why my mom likes it. She's like, I just want like a little bit. But what
flavor are they?
Like plastic. Well, yeah, but like a cherry strawberry.
I don't get
I'm
any
just guessing
of that.
Red things.
That's so. Like how Twix, not Twix.
Who?
Twizzlers are strawberry?
Yeah.
Lied. Who said that? Nobody. They're not.
What would you say? They're also plastic?
Wax.
Wax. I like Twizzlers.
I do too, but they're not strawberry.
But they're, it's not nothing. It's something.
But it's not strawberry.
And I'm not the person to be guessing flavors of things. Yeah, so
I also love a Milk Dud. I'll pull my teeth out.
That's
love
crazy.
A Milk
I do
Dud.
Not. I
Whoppers,
don't care for.
Delicious. No. I love a malted flavor. Malted is one of my favorites.
Maybe I'll come around to it as I'm older, but no.
But I just think about all like the little candies you used to get.
Right.
That were good. Because then you get like the crappy like... I don't cool. want a Tootsie Roll. I really don't.
No.
And you know what I really don't
Tootsie
want?
Tootsie Rolls are so much work.
A flavored Tootsie Roll.
You have, oh my God, it was cracking me up. You brought home a little baggie of some sort of treats
that
you got from something. I don't know, at school.
Yeah.
There are flavored Tootsie Rolls in that.
That's why I brought it home to you.
Cracked me up. I was like, I haven't seen these in forever.
You can have it.
I might try one.
Eat it.
I haven't had one in years, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gummy bears. Love gummy bears.
I love gummy bears. Yes. Love gummy bears.
I love that brand you got me on.
Albanese,
they're so
12
good.
Flavors. I think I have to shout out Mike Reyes on that one because he
the
got me on those.
The texture is just...
It's perfect. Yeah. And speaking of texture and loving, Sweet Tart. Let me hold for that. Let me get it on all angles here.
Sweet Tart Rope.
Sweet Tart Ropes. Sweet Tart Ropes.
But what flavor? The cherry
Cherry
one?
Punch. It's cherry called Cherry Punch. Because
I like the strawberry one too, but you don't.
I'm not crazy about it.
That rainbow one is abomination.
I was... really excited for the rainbow one. Gay. I was like, maybe this will taste good. It said like tropical punch. They lost the texture somehow.
It's like chalky inside.
Yes. And like not like gummy. It's like it feels like I could snap it in half, and that's not what you should be able to do.
Yeah, no.
Ugh, itchy nose. Okay.
Any other candies that you loved from Halloween?
No, I was trying to think through. No, because I really like a pretzel M&M, but that's not really a Halloween candy.
Oh, you know what I loved when M&M did the M&M, is it crisp? What is it called?
Yeah. With the, it, like,
whatever the crisp is inside. Yeah. That was good.
Like a Rice Krispie, like it's like a dry Rice Krispie or something.
But
almost.
It was like hollow on the inside, but it still had that shh
yeah.
in it. Oh, yeah, that was good.
So good. I do love that M&M too. Yeah.
All right, so Halloween, all about the candy. What else is Halloween about? Why do we love it?
Dressing up. Dressing I think it's so fun favorite to costume. Try and like get into that I've done.
Yeah.
Well, I loved my Yelena that I did. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so good and the costume was dope and I like used it. I kept the vest and do multiple things. I have grown out of some of the other things I got from there.
You grew up.
I grew up. I grew up from
I quote
4
up.
Years ago to now. But that was probably one of my favorite costumes. I'm trying to think back.
I'm also trying to think back.
Martin and I did Han and Leia for the night before our wedding, is what I was going to say. Our rehearsal dinner. What?
Dinner. Your rehearsal what?
My rehearsal dinner. See, it's my whole identity. So,
bald guy with glasses, I guess.
I guess. Somebody moved my stapler.
I wish I knew more quotes.
I know. They'll come to me. They'll come to me.
No,
what
for
am I
going to
do? Oh.
For you, we could go all day.
Go all day. Dang, I wish I did too. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I guess I just got to go watch it.
Yeah.
It was more for like the sight gag, I guess.
Yeah, for like the twin of it all.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, keep going.
No, you're good. Ooh, what were we talking about?
Favorite costumes.
Oh, I thought we did really good with our Han and Leia costumes. Yeah. It just looked really cute.
Sounds like you're saying haunted Leia.
Han and Leia. Yep, that's fair.
I love it. Also, side note, I am acting, you know this, I am actively trying to change the way I say costume.
Right.
To make it a, like a SH because I love the way it sounds.
Yeah, it sounds fancier.
Instead of costume, I am zhuzhing it up.
You're zhuzhing.
By changing the way I'm speaking
because
I can and I want to to say costume. Because I heard it on a video once and this guy was saying it and I was like, I love the way he's saying costume.
Yeah, and Reagan says it like that.
Does she? Oh, yeah. I hate it. Oh. I'm just kidding. Love you, Thanks Reagan.
A lot, Reagan.
Padiddle.
Padiddle. And there was one year that Martin and I did. Well, you haven't seen Avatar the Last Airbender.
Avatar
the Last Airbender. I watched
the show.
Okay, Avatar the Last Airbender?
Yeah, the show. Watched,
yeah.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I watched that in high school.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Avatar the Last Airbender, when they go to the Oh my God, what's the name of the island? Whatever. They go and they see the skit of like them.
Oh, yeah.
There's Toph and then there's like Toph. So Martin and I did Toph and Tuff and it was very funny.
Love that. I used to be people growing up. I used to like do costumes as like other people.
What does that mean?
Like our friends.
Oh,
I would dress up as our friends growing up.
That's right. You did Caitlin Stowe one time.
I remember that. And then I did somebody in college. I did them. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some good Halloween? I mean, I've really enjoyed the ones I've been putting my faces in.
Right. The toothbrush was a killer.
I love the spork with the plastic.
Yeah. With the plastic, like, you just nailed it. The kids are like, oh my God, that is what happens on our big forks. And like, yeah.
So I have been really enjoying those. I'm trying to think of what I've been in the past.
Oh my God. If I'm in a good mood while I edit this, it'd be cute to like flash little pictures of the costumes we're talking about. I'll do it. I can do it.
I was Malfoy for when I had platinum hair because I had all those outfits from when we did Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. We did a Harry Potter musical.
But that's
the gasps. Darren Criss?
Yes, but that whole group.
Starkid, yeah. What? Do you know them? Oh, well, okay.
I just said them, so yes.
No, sorry. Do you know them personally?
Do you know them personally? No.
No.
But Angela was in StarKid. Angela Giratina from Smash.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. What's the musical I want to watch? We should all watch together. It's Nerdy Prudes Must Die.
Oh.
We should watch it.
I don't think I know that one.
It's kind of scary, but like it's a musical, so it's not that scary.
Ooh. Wait, did they do it recently?
A couple years ago.
Like, did they perform it live in LA?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I think Matt and Zachman saw it because maybe. I remember them mentioning StarKid or something. And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where were we before?
Halloween.
That?
What else?
Halloween. Dressing up. Oh, you were talking about costumes you've done.
So dressing up, candy.
Uh-huh.
What else do we like Halloween? Spooky, scary vibe.
Spooky,
which
scary.
We talked about.
Yeah, we talked about that. And like, there's something fun about like a witchiness without getting into like actual like voodoo.
Oh, true.
So, yeah.
What about trick-or-treats, like tricks?
Yeah.
Did you ever like play pranks or go like TPing houses and egging and Jolly Ranchers on windshields?
Jolly Ranchers on windshields?
Okay, not that.
Not that one. No, I grew up in like a white kid suburb, so like, yes, TPing was a thing. I might have done it one time, though. I don't even remember. I was like such a good kid.
So was I. I never did that.
I never did that because then it's like, what? I have to go clean it up because everyone's moms are mad? Like,
yeah, it was mostly just like kind of annoying for the parents.
Yeah. And what I was going to say when you started that was like, I wish I was better at pranks. Not enough to like actually work on it, but I am not one to like set up a prank. I can be like helpful in one.
Sure.
If someone comes up with it, but like I'm not good at coming up with prank ideas.
I love a long prank. Like a prank that
lasts.
Yeah, like the Dobby mask is a good prank because that's like, remember it was in his piano bag for like 3 months.
Right, and it's just ongoing.
It's just ongoing. But in high school, do you remember the high school prank I did?
No.
Where I put gummy bears all over the school?
Oh, yeah. And people would just find them, like, throughout the year.
They would just find gummy bears throughout the year. And one of my teachers was like, who is putting the gummy bears all over the school? And I was like, oh, my God. I don't know. Who would do that?
That is so crazy. God, especially knowing how much it's pissing you off right now. This is the big reveal.
Me.
It was you. Such a trouble. And then you were number two in the class.
Yeah,
so.
I can be smart. And I can also be a trickster.
Yeah. So tricky.
Yeah, trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Why do we love Halloween? Why is it a great time for Halloween?
I was going to say it feels like a fun, also like social time. Like you do things with groups of friends, whether it's like trick or treating when you're young, or like going to things to get like spooked to get like together.
Sure, or a Halloween party. I love when people have Halloween. I actually do have a Halloween party that I'm going to this year.
What?
I just found out.
You don't have to eyeball me. Surprise. Like that. Okay, with Megan.
Yes.
That's exciting. Where is it? When is it?
I don't know. I got a text, you know, like Eventbrite or whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll like send you text and it'll be like, reminder, blah, blah, blah. So I literally just got a text. It was like, reminder, this is a Halloween party. I was like, oh, sweet.
Wait, it's reminders, like, and you were told about it before that?
I was told about it being like a birthday party. It might have said in the description that it's a Halloween party, but I didn't read that.
So you didn't read that. You also didn't put it in any sort of calendar because you don't schedule things.
No, I don't need to. I know when it is, and it'll come up, and when it happens, I'm ready. I don't need a calendar for that.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
No, there's no
Halloween
way.
Party. I love Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. Just like my favorite was being that toothbrush just at that random house, and people were just like walking out, and they would catch eyes with me, and I'd be like, sup? And they'd be like, oh, my God, you're a toothbrush. Yeah. And then you were, my favorite.
How could I not say one of my favorite costumes was a crispy drumstick? Which, just for quick context, was when
you're supposed to be a ham.
Yes, when SAG was on strike, they were like, don't dress up as things from movies, we're not supporting the movie studios, blah blah blah, because everyone wanted me to be Weird Barbie that year and like be in the splits. I was like, all right, yeah, that would make sense for me, and I got the wig for it, and then SAG was like, no. I was like, okay, fine. And I mean, you could do whatever you want, truly. But then I was like, well, you know what? We always dress up as things from stuff. So Martin and I were going to do Community, and it was Troy and Britta, the year that Troy does a costume with Abed, and then Britta is a ham. And lo and behold, I couldn't find a ham costume, like, at all. So the closest thing I found was a crispy drumstick, which I will put a picture there. Hello, Joyce.
Well, I think it's a great time for Halloween. Yes. And I'm so happy that we get to hang out together.
Me too.
On this spooky Halloween.
Spooky Halloween. Scary skeleton. Dressed up.
Kind
of a beige palette happening.
I know. I actually kind of like my outfit, though. It's just too many layers. But
yeah. But it's so cute. The bow tie and everything. Like that.
I think I look a little too good in it.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm supposed to look a little more like...
I should have, like, taken you through some dirt and trees or something in the jungle.
Well, also, I think I'm just... I don't know.
The hat is more of a casual hat than his. Yeah, that's the only thing. But
anyway.
Yes.
Well, that actually ends the section of the podcast that's going to be up for audio listeners. Mm-hmm. So if you would like more content, we are actually going to do some tricks or treats on the video episode. You can head over to our Patreon, Patreon at Great Time Podcast.
That's right.
Or you can just go to our Instagram at Great Time Podcast. Mm-hmm. Why don't I still know it? I don't know. Our Instagram at Great Time Podcast. And you can go look at our link tree and you can see our Patreon link right there. It is free.
Yes.
We just wanted to put our video somewhere.
Right.
So that you had to go get it.
Yes. So you had to go get the video. I can also put a link to the Patreon in the description of this episode. So there are no excuses, okay?
None.
Everyone should be able to find it.
And now that I'm thinking about it, we're probably going to have a tiny paywall on it so that any potentially inappropriate stuff, you paid for it.
Yes.
And my students can't get access to it.
Yes.
That was why we wanted a paywall.
Yes.
Paywall.
And it'll be paywall. It'll be tiny.
It'll be tiny.
But we're also going to do very silly things after this.
Yeah. We'll make it like super tiny and also donation based as well, maybe. Yeah. But I can't. Yeah. It needs to be behind a paywall.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I don't really know all the tricks and treats happening. But we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yes.
So if you're listening... If you're listening in the car, pull your car over, go park somewhere, pull out your computer that I know you have in your bag, turn on the hotspot, and go look at our Patreon.
Can they not do that on their phones?
Yeah. But your phone is there so that you can take selfies of yourself reacting.
As you react.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're here for reaction vids. People have talked about wanting to call in and give reactions. So, you know, send us your reactions. Pretend.
Yeah. Start practicing for when we do the call-in episode.
Yeah. Because we could start doing that. You never know.
Yeah. So pull over. Mm-hmm. And if you aren't at home, if you are at home,
what?
You should have 7 screens up right now all playing 100%. Our Patreon video.
Yeah. Easy.
Well, 6 are playing the video. 1 has the podcast up so that you're rating it.
Right.
Because what are you giving it?
A 5 rating stars.
Of? 5 stars, right?
Right. That's the only option, actually.
We're not taking notes.
No.
No.
No. No. I am not burping as much into the mic, so look at that note taken, but five stars only.
Five stars only, no yeah. notes. We appreciate you. So we're going to take a quick break, and then for those of you who are listening to audio podcast, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Monday for a regular episode.
Woo!
And we'll be back to Norman.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Norman.
Thank you so much for listening. It's been so great.
It's so great.
And now head over to the Patreon.
Yeah, do it.
We'll see you there.
Do it.